It is Friday, April 26, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
I'm H. Negreta.
We are pleased to have Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, back with us. Welcome back.
Thank you. You know how much I love news of the weird, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Well, so that's our theme for this week, news of the weird. The first thing that's weird is a convention going on in Springdale this weekend. It's called Pulp Arc.
Pulp Arc.
That's P-U-L-P-A-R-K.
Uh-huh.
It's a convention of readers, writers, gamers, artists, publishers, and game makers, all of which are involved in the pulp genre of books, comic books, music, gaming.
Okay.
I don't know what pulp genre is.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, okay, good.
Tommy Hancock is one of the convention coordinators. He's from Batesville. And he says the term pulp fiction comes from a time primarily in the 30s and 40s when magazines printed serialized dramas like Doc Savage and The Shadow on very cheap pulp paper.
And often also Private Eye sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dime novels.
Sure.
You know.
So it turns out that technology has made it really easy to print comic books and books and so forth. But there's also this whole pulp movement. Mm-hmm. And the convention is going to have all sorts of things. Two authors, novelist Paul Bishop and Martin Powell, who has written for Marvel Comics and DC Comics and so forth. A metal concert, a costume contest, a trivia challenge, a performance by the Magic Cabaret featuring Big Daddy Cool and the Swing Kittens.
Mm-hmm.
And two new games. One is about a superhero. It's a tabletop role-playing game. It's called Yesteryear. And another is called Debate of the Dead, which, as you might guess, is about the zombie apocalypse.
I see.
They're also going to ghost hunt. I'm so excited. The convention starts tonight and continues through Sunday afternoon at the Convention Center in Springdale. Admission for one day is $10 or $20 for the whole weekend.
So you don't have to have pre-registered?
No. And okay. You can find out more at prose, P-R-O-S-E hyphen press.com. Mm-hmm. Well, Slow Art Day isn't really weird.
No.
Well, maybe. It's a national effort to get art viewers to spend more than 17 seconds looking at a piece of art.
Stand in front of a painting, a work of art, and really look at it.
I like that. I did that once with the Thomas Cole, Course of Empire.
Yeah.
Course of Empire. Yes, I did that once. And it was great to be able to just sit there. I went on a random day where there weren't a lot of people, so you were able to just sit for a really long time and really think about it. And
it's
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, something fun I learned when I was traveling and had a lot of time to spend in an art museum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really fun.
It's really cool.
So Crystal Bridges is hosting their version of this National Slow Art Day from 1 to 5 on Saturday. And they're going to have music accompanying one painting and a facilitated discussion accompanying another one and a reading of works from the likes of Ralph Waldo Emerson and Thoreau at a different one. And there's going to be food at 11 and it's free.
Now, the painting at Crystal Bridges that I'm most likely to do that with, War News from Mexico.
Oh,
which
right.
is my favorite, oddly enough.
But it's not there right now. It's in the Louvre. Aww. It's on loan.
Well, let's go see it.
Okay. It's a deal.
All right.
And we'll spend plenty of time.
Standing in front of it once we get to Paris.
Yes.
Okay. Another thing that might be considered weird is a musical based on the music of Green Day.
But it's going to be at Walton Arts Center.
I'm excited about this.
It's called American Idiot. Four shows this weekend. So it's today, tomorrow, and Sunday only. It's about three friends stuck in a small town. Two of them go to New York. One of them gets his girlfriend pregnant. This is how their lives change. Showtimes are 8 o'clock tonight, 2 and 8 Saturday and 2 Sunday, and tickets start at $53. And finally, an event called Singing for Space.
Yes.
Which might be a weird name. But it's a really cool cause. It's food, music, fun, all raising money to spay pets for low-income owners and to try to stop pet overpopulation,
which is
kind of
problem.
At the source.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens from 5:30 to 9 on Saturday at Dog Party USA in Taneytown, and your puppy's welcome if he's a good dog.
Mm-hmm.
And admission is $25. You can find out more about that at 756-1100.
All right.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.